I'm joined by Tariq,
okay,
who is a spokesperson for the Revolutionary Council Damascus. Tariq, can you tell me what's been happening in the suburbs today and also recently? There seemed to be a lot happening on Sunday as well.
Yes, as you may know, today is the second day of the Eid festive in the Muslim world. Since the early morning, 6 a.m., groups of military vehicles and troops in the military airport to Mu'adhamiyat al-Sham, which is about 5 kilometers from Mazeh. It's not that far away. The surrounding of the town was surrounded by roadblocks from all axes. And the bombardment started early in the morning, indiscriminate bombardment for civilians and everything in the area. There are footages, they are out now, showing the carnage of people in the streets and some of the really horrible casualties because of the bombardment. There are news that the Free Syrian Army was able to destroy one tank and hitting others, other five tanks. And we've got reports of some defections there and the fierce clashes between the new defectors and the regular troops that went there.
And which area is that? The same area?
Sorry?
Is that the same area that the defectors are clashing?
Yeah. All. Yes, all these events are happening in the same area, Mu'adhamiyat al-Sham.
Yeah.
Other areas are today a little bit quieter than yesterday and the days before. No much news have been reported from any other part, apart from a massacre that was discovered in the eastern part of Damascus in Qabun. About 10 dead bodies were found in the streets. There is another report that a helicopter was downed in Daria, which is close, it's nearby Mu'adhamiyat al-Sham, but there is no footage or confirmed news yet. But I suppose that from our resources, they said that they have seen the helicopter going down.
And have you any casualty figures from Mu'adhamiyat today?
Sorry, I couldn't hear the question. Repeat it.
Have you any casualty figures from, is it Mu'adhamiyat al-Sham today?
So far we've heard of five casualties. They are documented in by their names, and there are a number of wounded people. People there actually are unable to flee the town because it's surrounded, and the regime forces and checkpoints are forbidding anyone from getting out of from the town. There is a communication with people there, but so far these are the numbers that we have.
Do you have any idea why this particular town has been targeted at this time?
Well, the regime hasn't stopped targeting some parts of Damascus, and most of the towns around Damascus, in the suburbs of Damascus. Nothing special happened lately there. But it's been under bombardment for many days, and it was under also some campaigns of arrests for civilians there. There is the presence of the Free Syrian Army there, so maybe today was planned by the regime to get into the area and maybe trying to get rid of the Free Syrian Army there.
And can you tell me what is it like? I mean, it's Eid there. People should be celebrating. Are there any kind of celebrations?
Uh, No, absolutely. This aid is very special. Unprecedentedly, the streets are almost empty. Now we are talking about big parts of Damascus that are considered distressed areas. Big numbers of people are displaced from their homes. Yesterday, the southern part of Damascus was under shelling, and nevertheless, some people, let me say, some heartless people, are celebrating.